spend the final few minutes of Mugs this morning talking about Operation Christmas Child. Welcome in, Pam Bender.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So let's get right into this here. For people that haven't heard, I think most people have, I certainly have, but for those hearing about Operation Christmas Child, tell us a little bit about the project for those that maybe haven't heard about it.
Sure. You'd be surprised how many people don't actually know about Operation Christmas Child. It was started about 30 years ago as a way to give a tangible gift to a child to show them God's love.
That is the overall motivation for this, to share the hope of Jesus through the Operation Christmas Child. So this seems like a weird question, but why would it be so special for a child to receive a shoebox filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies?
It's special because we partner that with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we generally give these shoebox gifts to children that are in difficult circumstances around the world, and it's normally the first gift they've ever been given.
Yeah, it's
very special.
The people getting these things, I mean, this isn't, you know, like America where we're used to getting gifts almost every day,
right?
Or buying stuff, you know, ordering off of
Amazon
or something. Yeah,
right.
And getting boxes at least once a week,
yep.
I think, for a lot of people. These are people that don't get, they hardly ever get anything. So it's kind of like, wow. I mean, just think of what that would be like for us if we went a long period of time never getting anything. That's a big deal. So then other people would say, now, why, you know, Christmas is still, you know, 6 weeks away. Why are we talking about Christmas before Thanksgiving?
Right, because we, at this point, a lot of people are starting to think about shopping for Christmas and buying presents. And so we just kind of bring that into that time frame. And we do worldwide collection every year around this time. And then the shoeboxes have to be processed and then shipped overseas.
Takes time.
It takes time, yes.
So you activate the people before.
Before Christmas,
and
yes.
You have a national collection week, and it starts on Monday, right?
It starts Monday the 17th and goes until Monday the 24th, yes.
So this is the big push, basically, this upcoming week to contribute to these things. So, you know, how can we get involved if our hearts are tugged by this and we want to brighten a child's day? How can we get involved?
Well, the first thing to do is find yourself a shoebox, and you can use any shoebox that you have around your house or into a store.
I have a few. I keep the ones I order golf shoes. Usually once a year, so and they're very sturdy boxes.
Right.
And I like them. So.
Right, and then fill that with. We want them full and fun, because remember, these are children receiving this gift, and we want them to have fun toys and things
Absolutely.
That they will enjoy. And if you choose, we ask people to personalize it with maybe a note, a picture. My husband
Very
and I,
idea.
We actually set up an email address just for our shoeboxes, so that if they want to email us, they can do so.
Oh, wonderful. I love that. And you can have some interaction with and find out how they feel about receiving it, for sure. There's a lot of locations. I noticed on the website, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, there's a link and to find out locations, and I clicked on it just to find out in our area. There's a lot in this area too, a lot of places, combination of churches and other places they can, once they get their shoebox together, can take them to, right?
Yes. Primarily, if you're in the North Platte area, it's Bethel Church over on Phillips Street. But you can go to their website and put in your zip code, and they will show you the closest locations to your zip code.
I noticed there's one, I think a church in Curtis and one in Gothenburg. And
yes.
I think, was it Brady that has a place too, I think?
Brady has a church, but they're not a drop-off. But we have, in West Central Nebraska, we have 8 drop-off locations.
Yeah.
And then Central Nebraska, Gothenburg is in their location in Kearney.
Right.
So, yeah.
There's several that are, that you don't have to drive that far if you're
out of
North
town.
Platte. Yeah.
Right.
For sure. Over 232 million shoebox gifts have been collected for children in over 170 countries and territory since 1993. That is incredible.
It's amazing. And we're hoping that this year it will be 12.6 million. That's our goal. And just thinking about 12.6 million children receiving a shoebox gift. Yeah.
I love it. And so your goal is 12.6 million this year?
Yes, worldwide. We have other countries that do this as well. For the United States, it's 11.1 million. And locally here in West Central Nebraska, we're hoping for 7,400. That doesn't sound like much, but you put it all together, and it's a big deal.
So it doesn't take that much time. I guess the other thing that I would ask you about is just get specific on what are you looking for as far as gifts? Because obviously they have to be pretty small to put in a shoebox. So what are the most common ones? Starting thoughts on what to use.
Sure. It depends on the age of the children that you're looking for, but to give a gift to. But dolls, trucks, anything that kids can put their hands on and play with. They love musical instruments like a recorder, things like that.
They have to fit in a shoebox, though.
Mm-hmm. So. They do have to fit in the shoebox, yes.
Can't put a saxophone in a shoebox.
No, but a recorder fits in there pretty well.
A recorder will get in there. Yeah, for sure. Anything else, Pam, you'd like to mention while you're with us this morning?
No, I'm just very thankful to be able to come on and represent Operation Christmas Child. We have so many wonderful volunteers that are willing and ready to accept your shoebox and send that on to Denver for processing. And we would just love for you to bring your shoebox into one of our drop-off locations. Let us know if this is your first time. We would be really excited to meet you and thank you in person.
I imagine... I guess I can't think about how much it would cost to send all these out, but I'm sure you would welcome donations, too, to help defray some of the expenses of having to send these all across the world, too.
That would be wonderful. Yes, donations can be made online or in person.
SamaritansPurse.org/OCC is where you want to head to if you want a summary of what we've just visited about. And then on that website, mainly locations and information.
Right. And then if they choose, they can also build the shoebox online. If they don't want to go out shopping, we have
somebody else a shoebox
online.
For them.
Yes. And it costs $30, but that includes the shipping and processing fee. So it's really quite economical
as
well.
That's excellent, too, because a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't have time to do that. I'm already too busy. But
they just do it online then.
Spend a couple minutes and just say, I'd like my shoebox filled with this, and then you have that good feeling, you know, somebody is getting something that you curated for them, basically.
Yes. Yep.
That's wonderful. Pam, thanks so much for dropping by this morning.